What a delight it is to visit with our friend Al Zender again, the man who runs Zender's Frankenmuth as its CEO for, what, 40 years? Has it been 40 years?
Oh, gosh.
I'm sorry to do that to you. But.
Yes, I've been with the company now going on 46 years.
46?
46 years, yeah. Hey, and I'll make it 8 packages if you want to throw one in from the Fortress.
You want to do the Fortress,
absolutely,
too?
Absolutely, I'll throw it
How
in.
How about that, Jeff? 25, we're going to throw in the Fortress, too. All right, is that okay? Can we do that?
If you can do it.
God bless you. Thank
you.
Let's hear it for Al, please.
No, no,
huh?
Problem.
Everybody?
No problem. For a good cause.
Well, and that's another one of the great golf courses. And you've got quite the destination in Frankenmuth for it, too.
Well, thank you. We've been, I'm looking out at this great golf course here, and Apple Mountain has done just a great job with this golf facility. And I think I mentioned before the show that the same people that built Apple Mountain built the Fortress, the Wadsworth Golf Construction Company. So you see a lot of similarities.
Well, yeah, and you talk about a small world. We were up at Seago Club, and we played with the pro up there. As well as the co-owner, Roger Molly, and the pro, Eric Kuhlman, who used to work for you at the Fortress.
Our former golf professional, yeah. He left us and went to another course that escapes my mind. I just talked with him just a couple weeks ago at the Frankenmuth Chamber of Commerce Golf Outing.
And went to Pink Creek?
Yeah. Okay, that's okay. Yeah. And now he's up at Seago, another great course.
What a nice guy.
Yeah, good guy.
Helped me with
good
my
guy.
Swing a little bit, too.
Did he?
So, yeah.
Made
sure I got some of my money back from Marcelo. I just wanted you to know, I lost $2 to him, and it always one shot that cost me one hole. What? One shot. That's all it was. It was a $4 hole.
Well, I'll tell you, there's always one shot on every round of golf that brings you back to the game of golf. You
know? That's exactly right, isn't it? And we've got a saying, Jeff and I, it's always something.
It's always something.
Yeah. It's always something in Frankenmuth, though, too. I mean, there's so much that you've got going on there. It really has been Michigan's go-to destination, especially for locals, in-staters, for so long.
We are blessed with a very local market, although, you know, we have visitors from all over the world and all over the Midwest, but just the Great Lakes Bay region, you know, is a very strong market for us. The whole Flint and northern Detroit counties, Wayne, Oakland, Macomb even, have been guests of ours for generations. And we really market to the families, and with Splash Village now, we're into our first full year of our second phase of Splash Village, and gorgeous days like this at Splash Village are just a great way to spend time with your family.
Stay where you are. I got to take a break right here. We'll if you brought any buttered noodles over,
I wish I would have.
With Al Zender from Zender's of Frankenmuth, a lot more to come about how the tourism industry in Michigan has taken off once again here on the Frank Beckman Show when we come back. Al Zender, the CEO of Zender's of Frankenmuth, which is just a hop, skip, and a jump from Apple Mountain, is joining us here on the show. And before we get into how tourism in Michigan has bounced back to its old form once again, there's a rumor we might be back at the Fortress next year on the tour. And if that happens, we got to get Courtney's tour card back on the Pure Michigan tour. Because, well, a couple of reasons I mentioned a moment ago with Mark, but also because you've got an overabundance of chicken and those buttered noodles there that we've got to, he's good at getting rid of that for you.
The welcome mat is out.
Yeah. Well, you know, Courtney, he can eat. The boy can eat.
We got it.
Yeah, I know. I know you do. So it's really true, isn't it? Tourism has made a great comeback.
It has, you know, and we are two things. We are fortunate to have a state with great natural resources. I mean, the Great Lakes State, there's nothing like it in the world. And secondarily, the support through the Pure Michigan ad campaign has just been a world-class campaign that my wife and I were out in California. We saw the ad when we were sitting in our hotel room. My sister lives in San Diego area and says, "What is this Pure Michigan thing?" And so it's
you know, right now, Dave Lorenz, who runs Pure Michigan, he's got a big smile on his face going, "That's what I'm talking about."
He should. I mean, and the economics have proved that I forget the actual math, but that it really more than pays for itself in the tax dollars that the state receives through the spending of the tourism dollars.
Well, yeah. Listen, as a member of the broadcasting community, we know the power of advertising, okay? okay?
Yeah.
It works.
It works.
And that was one of the great investments that the state has ever made of taxpayer dollars to bring more money in here to drive the economy.
Yeah, and it's we anticipate that there's going to be a long-term commitment to that program, and I think that then the state has only a bright future for tourism, and it's we've had a great start this year, and I think that Michigan's going to have a great tourism year in 2016.
Now, you count Frankenmuth as part of the Bay Area, right?
This Great Lakes Bay.
Great Lakes Bay Area,
yes,
right?
Absolutely.
And the way it has taken off, I mean, we hear from Annie Rummel all the time, and she takes care of all the details when we come up here, but the events going on in this area have grown in number exponentially. It's remarkable.
Yeah, it really, you know, everybody is sort of pulling the cart in the same direction.
And that's so great to see in this state. We saw the same thing up north where you've got people who are in competition with each other for tourist dollars, but they realize that they're all going to do better if each one of them does well.
Absolutely. And we were just in downtown Bay City this week, and the things that have happened down there with the economic development, which then again provides another avenue for bringing tourists in, the tall ships coming into Bay City. I was listening on the way over here. That's just a fantastic and spectacular event for the community. And, you know, Frankenmuth each year, or almost each weekend, has some sort of festival or event. The Bavarian Festival is coming up this weekend. Our big parade is on Sunday, what is that, the 12th of June, so a four-day event kicking off this evening, ending on Sunday, one of the oldest events in the state of Michigan, oldest festival. So there's something always going on, and communities have realized the value of attracting tourists and the tourism dollars.
You know, Al, when you hear about the development of downtowns, like redevelopment, like Bay City, the thing that strikes me is we get so focused on what's happening in Detroit and the great things going on down there with Mayor Mike Duggan now overseeing them, and we sort of overshadow the other communities in Michigan. They're a little further away, an hour or more away, like Bay City.
Bay City's done a great job, and what do they call Detroit, the comeback city? Mm-hmm. I mean, they've done an outstanding job of redeveloping, repurposing, and old buildings, and with the new hockey town developments, and all of that stuff going on is just adds more fuel to the tourism fire that really fuels everything else in Michigan as well. And everybody then has that confidence to do things in their own locality, do things in Bay City, Saginaw, Frankenmuth. And it's exciting. I think we're on just the edge of another rebirth and resurgence of tourism in our area.
Yeah,
it's gonna be great.
Each and every one of you who are a part of it have got your own little niche, your own lane that you travel in.
Yeah.
And
find your niche, and you know, get really good at that. And that's what we've done. Is I always say we got to get, we have to.
Do you think that chicken's gonna ever take off at Zenders?
We've been working at it for a lot of years. I mean, my grandfather bought the business in 1928, And I keep telling our staff and our families that we have to be good at this because we don't know how to do anything else. I mean,
you're only 12 years away from the centennial.
Yeah.
Think about that.
Yeah. I mean, we, and our business has been going since 1856. So it's our, my grandfather bought it from the previous owners, and I don't know why he ever thought he should get into the restaurant business.
I don't know either, but it's worked pretty well.
It's worked pretty well.
I'll tell you this, for the centennial in 12 years, you got to try to do a count on how many chickens you've gone through.
Oh, my gosh. I'm going to have to start counting now, but I'll guarantee you that in 12 years, we're going to have one heck of a party.
I guarantee a lot of buttered noodles.
A lot of buttered noodles, a lot of chicken, and it's going to be.
I'll look for my invitation. I want to be there.
You're going to get. I'm giving you the first invite right here, Frank.
I'm in.
You got it.
Al Zenders, thanks. Great to see you.
Hey, nice to see you again, my friend.